Our scripture reading. Some people brought children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. But the disciples scolded the people. When Jesus noticed this, he was angry and said to the disciples, "Let the children come to me. Do not stop them, because the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. I assure you that whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." Then he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on each of them, and blessed them. Somehow, the disciples who had spent time with Jesus suddenly believed that they knew what Jesus wanted, and so therefore felt quite justified to say, "Dunno, take those children away. Jesus is not into children. We know because we've spent time with Jesus." We see, it's a fair statement. I mean, children back then weren't rated particularly highly in society. They were actually below women. And if you know the old, what's one of those motto-y things that they had, that Jewish men used to pray, "Thank God that I am a man, that I'm not a woman, I'm not a dog." So children were below women, so maybe just above dogs. They weren't rated at all. They weren't counted as people. In fact, they were non-people. There was no importance. And so the disciples were angry that children, the lowest of the low in the social standings of the day, would actually be brought to Jesus. Well, of course, they knew Jesus was far too busy to deal with children. How much did the disciples get it wrong? And in the end, Jesus went on to use children to teach us. The very thing that the disciples decided weren't good enough, Jesus says, "Well, hang on. This is what children teach us. They teach us about faith. They teach us humility and trust." Because Jesus says children rely on their caregivers completely, just as we have to place our trust in God. Children teach us about innocence. Children possess an innocence that allows them to approach life with curiosity and wonder. And you notice with children, they're always accepting and never judging. Simplicity of faith. The gospel is not a complicated doctrine of rules or rituals. It's about a relationship with a loving, living God. Children are about welcoming of others. Children are welcoming. They're happy to open their arms to anyone. And just as Jesus welcomed the children, we are called to welcome and embrace and nurture the faith of those around us. Now, in Matthew's account, Jesus goes on to say, "If anyone should cause one of these little ones to lose faith in me, it would be better for that person to have a large millstone tied around their necks and to be drowned in the deep sea." You see, this statement is a bit of an echo back to the disciples whose endeavor it was to stop the children from coming to him. They believed that they were right to stop the children coming to Jesus, and that for whatever reason, children weren't acceptable to meet Jesus. And yet Jesus said, "Let the children come." Now, in my 45 years of journeying with Jesus, I've yet to meet one person who left a church because they felt they were loved. I've yet to meet one person who has left a church because they felt valued. I've yet to meet one person who left the church because they were accepted. In my many years on this journey, I have lost count of the amount of people I have met who have left a church because they weren't loved. I have lost count of the amount of people I have met who have left the church because they weren't accepted. I have lost count of the amount of people who have left a church because they felt they were not valued. And the fearful thing is that it is people who made them feel unloved. It was people who made them feel unaccepted, not valued. It was people who felt a bit like they were the disciples, standing between them and Jesus and deciding who was worthy to meet Jesus. And it seemed to be this case of God so loved the world that whosoever believes as I believe shall be saved. And it was very much a case of the church oppression repeating itself again and again. Because you see, our beliefs and actions must not stop or hinder anyone from walking with Jesus. You see, the verse is, God so loved the world that whosoever believes in him shall be saved. There is no conditions on the whosoever. Because God is a God of unconditional love. That anyone who chooses to come and walk with Jesus is loved and accepted. Every one of us, our walk with Jesus is different. And we are called to work out our salvation, as in the Philippians. And so everybody here, every single one of us in our walk with Jesus is working out our own salvation. And my beliefs and actions should not hinder your walk with Jesus, and your beliefs and actions should not hinder mine. Because I am working out my salvation with Jesus as you are working out your salvation with Jesus. The children may not have known much about Jesus, but the thing is, they did want to meet him. And that was the criteria for them coming to Jesus. This is the third of my interactions of Jesus with people. And in the end, I've come to the opinion that if in doubt, always default to the trump card of love. Don't focus on the micro issues. And in the first interaction, Jesus challenged those micro issues and those micro beliefs by saying that the trump card is love. The third interaction, I believe, is a challenge to each and every one of us. That we are to never lose sight of the mega narrative. We are never to lose sight of the two commands that actually matter. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind and all your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. Every other command, if not held to the light of these two, do not count. Let's pray. Lord, you are all there is, all there should be, and all there ever will be. You're a God of love and grace and mercy. And from the very beginning, your heart's desire is that your creation would know you and love you and walk with you and talk with you and commune with you. Yes, we are all fallen people. And we acknowledge that. But we come to you as fallen people, knowing because of Jesus, Christ, whom who was crucified, risen again, and alive today, draws us freely into your very presence, no matter who we are and what we have done. Because of Jesus, we are loved. Because of Jesus, we are accepted. Because of Jesus, we are forgiven. Because of Jesus, we are whānau. Amen.